self-portrait with teeth. In a wood near Pongo Lake, I untangle juvenile canines from hair and bone and old scat, putting their orphaned circle on my palm. My feral dead returned by a red wolf, and I won't leave them again. A fox, maybe, his baby teeth gnashed enamel fins. I'll ask a naturalist for the story when I find the visitor's center. Right now, the fox is bits and bob, remnants in my palm, and I don't know which tail I've wandered in, a poor trade for magic beans. I have no axe. All around me, water lips in the cottonwoods, long-stemmed mushrooms use a down cypress to get above the marsh. Trumpeter swans in the first weeks of a winter revival quartet over my head. Yet here is gnawing and hunger enough. I'll trade you your brown cow for these teeth. Jung said, the gold is in the shit. Here is why I am alone, channeling a grave no longer rank or wretched, but arranged on my palm, my shovel and burlap left at home, but I know what's going down. Moment in which the self moves under song. I drew into me a salt and bitter tongue that crusted and soaked the numb ladder through my limbs and let you climb in. Rung after rung, I meant to breathe, but I swallowed, and a world that was spirit sang out. A redwood eased her claw on the window. I quivered, pulled off my knees to slip outside the inlet where a foghorn groaned like an old cow used to what was tearing through her. Then fishing boats returning to Noyo Harbor ahead of a fog bank motored in, gulls' erratic circles twisting after each boat, saviors in mast lines screeching for castoffs. Across docks, passages filled with men, ice chests and netting, a dog trotted across the parking lot, neon signs woke with blinking, the quick agreement between tire and metal grating on the bridge above the harbor clipped and roared toward town. Laughter and yelling below, light through cypress gaps, stung rooftops across the way. A thrumming in my throat, why can't I get to the door? The numb ladder through my knees shook, and I tried not to be a child for the last time. The gulls soared, heavy ropes knotted around anchors strained. I choked like a girl finished crying, mascara and eyeshadow running from her eyes. I told her, you are flesh, now bow. Uncross your legs, your curve is open, bounty, pleasure. I kept my eyes closed, boats gulped against the docks. The redwood drew her craggy notes on the window through the fog. I climbed her branches out, made my mouth pretend to be seaworthy while the waves washed in. I could not angle myself into any further distance. I stood outside and watched the moon put her shadows away. The old horse. He broke on linoleum flats where he was made to play cowgirl. Barrels and plastic cows he vaulted through tumbled. His quarter split like a wing into the flank, and his tail came away as well. Hollowness all through the hoof. The girl put her finger in the hole, nicked her skin on a new edge, and thought the horse trembled. Leaning him against the barn, his three-legged slouch facing a light pool in the hallway, she carried his leg to her mother. Fix this, she said. Superglue later, and his canter tore through the blazing desert outside the fence. Splinters showing, the buff barrel racer stretched his neck beneath her hand. Always there then, her breath trapped inside his body, that thin pocket. the fragrant taste of plastics and the mercury of loving him so much she could afford to close the song away.